Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs would be the first to deny it, but the scene of her life has changed. It's not just that Barry Carlton, whom she intended to marry, is dead, but her dearest friend, Johnny Keith, has left Rossville and will probably never come back. Freddie and Nora Lang have grown up, married, and will soon be parents. Her old friends and acquaintances have dropped out of sight. New friends are taking their place. And Penny herself is looking ahead toward a future far different from the one she'd planned. Today in the Gibbs home, the doorbell rings. And Penny goes to the door to greet one of the people who are a part of her new life.
Angela, come in.
Hello, Penny. Are nurses allowed in the Gibbs home on a day off?
Oh, you're welcome anytime. Golly, I didn't expect you till Sunday. You want to take your things?
Oh, thanks. Well, I should have phoned, but I didn't have time. I switched off duty period with a nurse who wants to go home for her mother's birthday Sunday, and I had to run for the Rossville bus or not see you at all this week. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, thanks. Golly, that's a nice dress. Is it new?
Well, I tried to make it look new with a little revamping here and there, but it's still 3 years old.
Oh, Angela, it's lovely. I didn't know you were good with a needle and thread.
Well, just because you've seen me only with a hypodermic needle in my hand, don't think I'm not familiar with the other kind. How's the family?
Oh, we're all well and quite happy, thanks. How's everything at the hospital?
Oh, just about the same. Dr. West and Dr. Evans both send their best. Dr. Evans says he'll be up to see you again next week.
Doesn't he have any other place to go?
Shall I tell him you asked
no,
me that?
Don't you dare.
It wouldn't make any difference to Dr. Evans. He'd be here just the same. You've certainly made a hit with him, Penny.
Angela, will you stop talking like a high school girl? Come on in the living room. Freddie has a nice fire going in here. The buses aren't exactly the warmest thing in the world.
Well, this one certainly wasn't. I rode up from Heatherton with a bunch of fresh air fiends. I'll be surprised if they don't have pneumonia by sundown.
Well, after all that fresh air, I imagine you're hungry, aren't you?
Not a bit. I had a big lunch just a little while ago. Oh, this room is lovely, Penny. I've never had time to notice it before.
We kind of like it. Of course, it could stand improvement. Oh, did Dr. Evans tell you that I found a house to start my children's home?
Well, he said something about it, but he said it needed a lot of repair work and reconstruction.
Yeah. It'll be practically a new house when we get through with it. I suppose he told you, too, where I got the money.
No, but I can guess. For Mrs. Carlton?
Yeah. She gave us enough to make a good start, too. Providing we start off on a small scale.
Penny, you say us. Are you sure you want to include me?
Angela, I'd love to have you. I'll need you. Unless you've changed your mind.
Oh, you know I haven't, and I wouldn't. I have a reason for wanting to help you and the children. It's the same as your reason for going into it in the first place.
Well, I don't want you to miss any opportunities by leaving the hospital, Angela. I know what they think of you there.
My life isn't as important to me as putting it to a good use and trying to benefit others, Penny. I don't have to explain further, do I?
No. No, I understand because I feel the same way. I guess we both feel the same about a lot of things, don't we?
Oh, we have reason to. How soon do you think you'll need a registered nurse for the children?
Well, as soon as the house is ready for the children, I'll need you part-time. There'll only be a few children at first, and I can take care of them myself. But if the home grows, we'll both be busy full-time.
Well, I'll stay on at the hospital then until we see how things work out. I suppose it'll be obvious to both of us when I should make the home a full-time job. I understand Dr. Evans is going to give you a spare time.
Yes, I wish he wouldn't, Angela. Not all his spare time, anyway.
Don't try to talk him out of it, Penny. He wants to help you all he can. And he's going to do it, whether you like it or not.
Oh, I like it. I was only thinking of him.
His point of view is the same as mine in this matter. We both think you're doing a wonderful thing. We want to help.
Angela, I don't want you to feel that you're just helping me. You're doing this for the same reason that I am. And I want you to feel that we're going into this together as two people who found a satisfactory substitute for the happiness that life has taken away from them.
I know. I didn't want to mention it. I thought perhaps you might be thinking of him a little less.
I think of him constantly, Angela. Consciously and unconsciously. I can't get him out of my mind or out of my heart. And I never will.
I hope, though, that you would.
You know better than to hope that. You've never been able to forget Robert, have you?
No, not really.
You know you haven't. You know you haven't, and that's why you want so much to open this home with me. No. Angela, we haven't forgotten, and we can't forget. We can't as long as... Oh, excuse me, will you?
Why, yes, Penny, of course.
Oh, just a minute.
Hiya, Penny.
Hello, Frank.
I hope I'm not intruding.
No, you know you're not.
I was just passing by, and I had some papers on the house
for
you.
Oh, good. Oh, get rid of your coat and come in the living room. I want you to meet a very lovely girl.
I've met one, thank you.
Frank, don't pretend you're shy.
At college, I was voted the man most unlikely to be married. Where's the lovely girl?
She's right in here. Angela, we have company. Frank, will you behave?
Don't scold him, Penny. If it weren't unladylike, I might whistle at him.
Angela Brill, Frank Carter. Frank Carter, Miss Brill.
How do you do?
Oh, hiya. Don't tell me. I know you're a nurse.
Oh, dear, doesn't a street dress do any good?
Don't you let him impress you with his powers of deduction, Angela. All he has is a good memory. He remembers your name from calling the hospital.
Do you have to spoil all my fun? And besides, Miss Brill, I wouldn't object to looking like a nurse if I were you. Nursing is the noblest of women's professions.
And that was one of the noblest of speeches, Mr. Carter.
Beware of Mr. Carter, Angela. He has an extremely glib tongue.
Don't tell me. I know. He's a lawyer.
Well, now who has great powers of deduction?
They aren't too great, Mr. Carter. Penny's told me a little about you.
All right, since we seem to have heard about each other, let's drop the formalities of Mr. and Miss, huh? Penny,
mm-hmm.
Here's your lease for the house.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
Mr. Crane is renting you the house for only a little more than the annual taxes on the place. You must have made a good impression.
No. It's the reason I want the house that made the good impression, Frank. Now, let's see. Do I have to sign these?
No, you signed everything that had to be signed the other day. Now, this copy's for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll keep this. And here's a letter explaining the special terms of the lease. Well, I think everything's in order.
Oh, Frank, thanks so much. I do appreciate all you've done.
And I hope I can do a lot more.
You know, Angela, if we get into any legal difficulties with our home, Frank's going to see to it that we stay out of jail.
And who's going to keep you out of jail, Frank?
Good question. Are you girls going to give me that much trouble?
No, we hope not to give you any.
Oh, a fine living I can make that way. Oh, Angela, by the way, you aren't going back to Heatherton this evening, are you?
Oh, yes, as a matter of fact, I'm taking the 8 o'clock bus. Unless Penny wants to get rid of me earlier.
Oh, I was hoping you could stay all night, Angela.
I'm sorry, I can't. I have to be on duty again at 6 in the morning.
Well, look, I'm driving to Watertown this evening, and I've got to go right through Heatherton. How about letting me drive you down?
Why, I'd love that, Frank.
All right, swell. I'll pick you up about 8:15 or 8:30. It ought to be a good night for a drive. The sky should be clear, and there's a full moon.
Thanks for coming up and have a nice trip back.
Good night, Penny. And thank you for everything. See you next week. Night.
Good night.
Pretty girl, that Angela.
Yeah, you bet. She's lovely, isn't she, Jed?
And Frank Carter's driving her down to Heatherton, is he?
Yeah, he was going through Heatherton on his way to Watertown, anyhow.
Now, I just wonder if he was.
Jed Billings, what are you trying to be, a matchmaker?
Well, there's nothing like a moonlight ride to help romance along.
Stop it. Go on, let's get back to the plans.
What's the matter, child?
Oh, nothing. I just felt dizzy all of a sudden. A little bit out of breath.
Well, maybe you better sit down.
No, darling, I'm all right. Oh, there. Besides, I'd like to watch over your shoulder while you show me where you'll tear out the walls in the Crane House.
Don't you think we ought to start calling it the Carlton House?
Oh, Jed, I'm not just sure what to call it yet. I want it to be the Barry Carlton Memorial, but I just don't know what to call the house itself. You know, are there...
You might what?
I think I'd better sit down. I had that little dizzy feeling again.
Well, you look all right.
I feel all right. Oh, golly. It feels good to sit down.
Maybe you've been overdoing it a little too much lately.
No, I haven't. Don't be silly.
Well, you haven't been out of bed too long. And you've been running around town as if nothing ever happened.
Jed, a lot's happened. But it happened months ago. And I have been out of bed for weeks now. Look, let's get on with the sketches. Now, where will you enlarge the kitchen?
Well, according to the construction of the house, this wall here can be taken out and moved back to here.
Mm-hmm.
That'll cut out the hallway here.
Mm-hmm.
But we can move this door over about 4 feet and make the pantry entrance here instead of where it is.
Oh, that sounds good.
I think it'll be a far more effective layout than the present one and give you a kitchen half again as big as the one you have now.
Okay, let's do it then. Now, what about the laundry room here?
No, the laundry, that'll have to stay just about the way it is, unless you want to include the porch by closing it in.
Well, would that be awfully expensive?
Well, now, let's see. It depends a lot on...
Oh, Jed, what's
on... Penny, what's the matter?
Jed, I'm so dizzy.
Penny, quick, somebody. In here, quick. Penny's fainted.
Penny has fainted. Why? Is she ill? Has she overexerted herself? Or is this the first tragic sample of what happens to a young woman who tries to live a normal life, though her heart is broken? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.